One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai. Kosai.org.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
There are places in this world that seem to carry more than just memories. They carry shadows, whispers, and echoes of lives long gone but not entirely forgotten. In the quiet town of Lancaster, a family found themselves moving into what they thought would be their dream home. A two-story house, spacious and inviting. But what they didn't know was that it had already been claimed, not by the living, but by something much older, much quieter, and much more watchful. Tonight we hear from Kelly, a young girl who had always been sensitive to the unseen. From the moment she stepped foot in the house, she knew something wasn't right. The air felt heavier in some rooms. The shadows seemed to linger just a little too long. And in the master bedroom, well, that's where it all began. As the days turned into weeks, Kelly and her family started to notice things they couldn't explain. A faint moan in the middle of the night, the sound of tiny footsteps running where no one should be, and, most chilling of all, a little girl, angry, sad, and very much not alive. But Kelly's story doesn't stop there. It's one thing to live in a haunted house. It's another to find yourself forming a connection with the spirits within it. Was she their confidant, their target, or perhaps something more? Let's get to the letter. They write, "Dear Tony, this story takes me back to a time that feels like a dream, and not the good kind. It happened about 2 years ago in a small town called Lancaster, where my family moved into what we thought was the perfect house, a two-story, three-bedroom home with plenty of space for all of us. It felt like a fresh start, but even on that first day, something didn't feel right. I've always had a strange sensitivity to the things people don't see. My parents used to brush it off when I was younger, but deep down, I've always known when something wasn't right about a place. This house, it wasn't just not right. Felt wrong, like every room was holding its breath, waiting. My cousin and I were the first to explore it. She ran off laughing, opening doors and checking out closets, but I felt frozen. The moment I stepped into the master bedroom, a chill ran down my spine. It wasn't cold, but it felt crowded, heavy. And when I wandered into the attached bathroom, I couldn't even stay for more than a few seconds. It felt like someone was standing behind me, watching. I ran out so fast I almost knocked into my cousin. The weird thing was, the house stayed quiet for the first few days, almost like it was waiting for us to settle in. The first big thing happened one night when the adults were in the garage. They were laughing and having drinks, just relaxing after a long day. Suddenly they all heard it, a low, ghostly moan. Not like a person crying out, but something else entirely. It was faint but unmistakable, like it was coming from the walls. They all stopped, looking at each other, unsure of what they'd heard, but no one wanted to admit it, so they brushed it off and went back inside. That was just the beginning. A few nights later, my sister came running down the stairs in tears. She was pale, shaking, and barely able to speak. When she finally calmed down, she told us she'd seen a little girl in the master bedroom. She described her as small, maybe 6 years old, with blonde hair and the angriest expression she'd ever seen. My grandma went upstairs to check, but of course there was nothing there. Still, my sister refused to sleep in that room after that night, and the master bedroom wasn't the only place where strange things happened. One evening, we were all sitting in the living room watching TV when we heard it. Little footsteps running upstairs. It wasn't just once or twice. It went on for several minutes. Quick, light steps, like a child playing tag. But we were all downstairs, and no one else was in the house. We sat there frozen, staring at the ceiling as the sound continued. It was loudest when it passed over the master bedroom, which was directly above the living room. Then, just as suddenly as it started, it stopped, and I tried to convince myself that it was all in my head. But maybe I was imagining things, or maybe it was the house settling. But then something happened in my own room. One afternoon, I was sitting on my bed watching cartoons. It was a normal day, and I was trying to ignore the strange vibes the house gave off. That's when I heard it. A voice. It was faint, almost like a whisper. But I could make out the words. How was school? I froze, staring at the TV, trying to convince myself that I'd imagined it. But the voice was so clear, and it came from right beside me. I turned to look, but of course, no one was there. That wasn't the only time it happened. Almost every day after school, I'd hear the same question. And even though I couldn't see her, I somehow knew it was the little girl my sister had seen. I could feel her presence, like she was sitting beside me waiting for an answer. So, eventually, I started responding. It was fine, I'd say. She never replied, but the air in the room would feel lighter. Almost like she was satisfied with my answer. Things only got stranger from there. One day, as I was watching TV, I felt the bed shift. At first, I thought it was just me moving, but then I saw it. A slight indentation in the blanket, like someone was sitting there. Right beside me. I didn't know whether to feel scared or comforted. She wasn't doing anything to hurt me. But the thought of her being so close made my heart race. It was like having an invisible friend. Except this wasn't a friend. The activity in the house seemed to escalate after that. It was as if the spirits were becoming more comfortable, or maybe more desperate to be noticed. One day, while I was lying on my bed watching TV, I heard it. Three loud, deliberate knocks from underneath me. At first, I froze. My bed had a wooden base with planks underneath to hold up the mattress, and there was no way anyone could have been down there. But the knocks were so distinct, so clear. They were followed by faint whispers, almost like voices trying to push through the wood. I couldn't take it anymore. I pulled the blanket over my head, heart pounding, and waited for the sounds to stop. Eventually they did, but I didn't come out from under the blanket until my mom called me for dinner. That night I had a dream, or maybe it wasn't a dream, of the little girl. She was about 6 years old, just like my sister described, with blonde hair and two spiral ponytails. She wore a white nightgown, and her face was so sad. She held a teddy bear in her arms, clutching it like it was the only thing she had left. Even though I couldn't see her when I was awake, I knew it was her. She was the one who'd been sitting on my bed, the one asking how my day at school was. I started having more visions of her, like pieces of a puzzle falling into place. I saw her running through the house, laughing, her ponytails bouncing as she played. But then the images grew darker. I saw her hiding under a bed, clutching her teddy bear as tears streamed down her face. And then nothing. Just silence and darkness. I felt sorry for her. I knew she wasn't trying to scare me. She was just stuck. But not everything in the house felt so harmless. My parents' bedroom, the master bedroom, had its own secrets. My dad started waking up with scratches on his legs, long, deep red marks that burned. At first, he thought maybe it was the dog or something he'd done in his sleep, but the scratches kept appearing. It only happened when he was in the room alone, usually late at night when my mom was already asleep. One night, he swore he saw a shadowy figure standing in the corner, just watching him. He turned on the light, but it was gone. He didn't talk about it much, but I could tell it bothered him. And the scratches, they never seemed to stop. The more time we spent in the house, the more I began to realize that there wasn't just one spirit. There were at least two, maybe more. The little girl in my room felt sad, lost, like she just needed someone to talk to. But the master bedroom, that was something else entirely. One night I asked my mom if she ever felt anything strange in the house. She hesitated for a moment before admitting that she sometimes felt like someone was watching her. She said it was probably just her imagination, but the way she avoided eye contact told me she didn't believe that. We lived in that house for 2 years, and I'll never forget the things I experienced there. The knocks, the whispers, the scratches, they stayed with me long after we moved out. Even now I wonder about that little girl. What happened to her? Why was she stuck there? And what about the other presence? The one in the master bedroom. Was it tied to her somehow, or was it something else entirely? Sometimes I feel like the house wasn't just haunted. It was alive, feeding off our fear and confusion. And though we've long since left, I can't help but feel like a part of it followed me. All my life, I've lived in haunted houses. This was just one of many, but it's one I'll never forget. Sincerely, Kelly. Kelly's story is one that lingers, not just for the vivid experiences she recounts, but for the questions it leaves us asking. On the surface, it's a tale of a haunted house, a young girl, her family, and the spirits they couldn't escape. But underneath, it's something more. Let's start with the psychological side. Could Kelly's sensitivity to these phenomena be explained by heightened intuition, or perhaps an overactive imagination? Children are remarkably perceptive, often picking up on subtle cues adults might overlook. But her accounts are consistent, detailed, and shared by other family members. The footsteps, the scratches, and that eerie voice all suggest something more than an overactive mind. From a psychological perspective, some might point to sleep paralysis, hypnagogic hallucinations, or even the collective effects of living in a new and unsettling environment. But these explanations fail to account for the shared experiences, her sister's sighting of the angry girl, her father's unexplained scratches, and the family hearing footsteps together. And then there's the paranormal possibility. What if the house was indeed alive in a way we can't fully understand? Was the little girl a trapped spirit longing for connection, while the presence in the master bedroom acted as a darker force, perhaps a guardian, a tormentor, or something entirely beyond human comprehension? The idea of multiple spirits, each with its own energy and purpose, adds layers to the mystery. The little girl, reaching out in sadness, seems almost benign compared to the malevolent force scratching Kelly's father. Could they be tied together, a victim and her oppressor? Or were they entirely separate, brought together by the house itself? The most unsettling part of Kelly's story isn't just the spirits, it's the idea that they might have followed her. Are certain people more attuned to the paranormal, or do these entities latch onto individuals they sense will listen, understand, and react? In the end, Kelly's experiences remind us that some stories aren't meant to be fully understood. They're meant to leave us wondering, questioning what we believe about the boundaries of life and death, the seen and unseen. So what do you think? Was it all in Kelly's head, a product of her sensitivity and imagination? Or was her family's home truly a place where the living and the dead shared space? One thing is certain, some houses hold onto more than just memories.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, truckie.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other truckie.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.